This is New England Public Radio. 1 year ago this morning, the first recreational marijuana stores opened in Massachusetts. One of the state's goals was to move cannabis off the black market, but illegal sales haven't stopped, and licensed stores are having a tough time getting enough marijuana to meet demand. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Another cannabis store is getting ready to open in Massachusetts.
Tincture boxes, gummy chews boxes, and some examples of how we package our flower as well.
That's Brandon Pollock, CEO of Theory Wellness, pointing out a display in his soon-to-be-open store in Chicopee. But getting enough weed is a challenge.
It's a very difficult market right now to purchase wholesale cannabis to then sell to customers.
His company already owns another recreational store and two medical dispensaries, along with a cultivation facility.
We've seen continued growth month after month. Every day we have, say, 50% returning customers and 50% new customers.
Pollock says when Massachusetts rolled out the recreational market a year ago, cultivation facilities like his were still set up to serve medical customers, a much smaller market. So now they supplement what they grow by buying wholesale when it's available. By law, they can only buy from licensed growers in Massachusetts.
You can get into bidding war situations or just sort of these first-come, first-serve situations where it's difficult to find what you're looking for at times.
But the supply problem isn't stopping new stores from opening. The marijuana company INSA just opened a new one in Salem.
So we have the Incredibles Peanut Butter Buddha Bar.
At INSA's East Hampton store, a customer is buying an edible, pre-rolled joints, and more.
Okay, so your total is going to be $186?
INSA CFO Peter Gallagher says most of the time he limits sales to only a quarter of an ounce of flower at a time, even though the state allows sales of up to 1 ounce. Gallagher says other retailers are doing the same.
That's indicative of a market that is undersupplied.
He says part of the challenge is growing pot legally doesn't happen overnight.
It takes time, you know. If you think about how long it took us to go from proof of concept to licensed and cultivating, and then from cultivating to harvesting, and with finished supply available, that took us over 2 years.
Demand is so great. INSA doubled its cultivation capacity in August, and now it's doubling it again. The supply shortage got worse this fall after the state banned vaping cartridges, which were 20% to 30% of legal purchases. Some vaping customers shifted to the black market. Others stuck with the stores and started buying flower instead. Gallagher says the supply is also stymied by a bottleneck during required testing. There are only two licensed testing labs in the state. At CDX Analytics in Salem, laboratory assistant Kate Stablenko is preparing a sample for testing by grinding it using a mortar and pestle. The distinct scent of marijuana wafts into the air.
It takes some getting used to, but I worked at a brewery before this, so I'm used to smelling like recreational substances after work.
Pot that's sold in stores in Massachusetts must be tested for things like pesticides, bacteria, yeast, mold, and potency.
Demand for testing in the past year has been crazy.
Brian Strasnick, president and CEO of the lab, says demand for testing went from 15 to 20 samples a day under the medical program to 4,000 a month after adult use started.
I see that as only exploding as more and more cultivators and dispensers come on board and become licensed.
Strasnick says there have been times when it could take up to 4 weeks for his lab to do a complete set of tests, but he's addressing that. When the first adult retailer opened up, his lab was running one shift a day. Now it's running three.
If there were more hours in the day, we would probably run four shifts. When I started, I didn't realize how much the demand was going to be.
Steve Hoffman, the chair of the Cannabis Control Commission, says new testing labs are in the process of getting licensed. And he says the testing time is quicker now.
It's down to a couple of days, so I'm not convinced that there really is a supply shortage right now.
In most industries, a supply shortage would lead to price increases. In the case of legal pot, prices have stayed pretty much the same since the first retailers opened a year ago, mostly about $300 to $400 stores announce, plus taxes. Unlike other industries, though, the stores are competing with an illegal market, where prices are lower, between about $150 and $280 an ounce. Hoffman says it will always cost more on the legal market because of taxes and the cost of regulations and testing, something he says people want.
They know exactly what they're getting in terms of potency. They know exactly what they're getting in terms of lack of chemicals and pesticides. I think people are going to be willing to pay a premium just to do something legal rather than illegal.
Hoffman says the legal industry is still young, so it's hard to measure its effect on the black market.
I would be willing to wager that it's been a relatively small impact, given that we have 30 retail stores open right now.
More than half are in Worcester County and West.
I would say probably more than 50% of consumers in Massachusetts are still buying illegally.
Kamani Jefferson of the Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council.
Whether it's because A, the prices are too expensive, or B, some of these dispensaries are too far. People are like, why do I need to drive an hour or two to get it where I can just go to the same person I've been getting it from, who lives 5 minutes away?
The legal market has begun to normalize the use of marijuana. But one Western Mass resident who did not want to be named as he buys and sells on the illegal market says the black market may increase because of the legal stores.
As more and more people fall in love with marijuana and their pocketbooks are hurting, it's going to actually spill more people into the black market.
But licensed pot retailers don't foresee a drop in demand. Their focus is having enough stores and supply to feed it. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.